League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, welcome to I Don't Know, It's JoJo. It's me, JoJo, and...
Kevon Stay.
And today, we could be talking about two topics. Either when quarantine ends, or symbiotes, or Venom. So obviously, we're talking about Venom. I mean, like, who wouldn't? It's just obvious.
Who wouldn't talk about Venom? So, now, what made you decide that Venom was the thing? Because you were... mighty excited to talk about Venom.
Well, at first, not during class, I was looking at Venom versus Spider-Man, or like just Venom, and then I remembered, oh yeah, Carnage was a thing, and then I was like, Venom versus Carnage, and then there was more Venoms, like Toxin and Agony. I don't know if you see a pattern.
I do. You went down a YouTube rabbit hole. It happens.
It wasn't even on YouTube. It was actually on Google. That wasn't during class. Because there's a lot of symbiotes, which also, can I say, why is it so ridiculously hard to spell?
The word?
Symbiote. You try to spell
it. It's a lot. S-Y-M-B-I-O-T-E?
No?
No?
I don't think so. I don't know. You think I know?
You
just
said no,
hard.
You said no so fast.
I think it was the first part was right, but then I think it's S Y O S B B
S Y N B I O T B I O T E. Yeah.
No, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. I said symbiote.
Okay, but anyway, so it's going into the lore.
The what?
Lore.
Oh, the lore.
And I know Venom, but I went down Carnage, which apparently he merged with a serial killer.
Yeah.
And also I think like the actor or someone who made the serial killer person was also the person that made Joker or like helped or something. So that's pretty cool.
No, Joker is DC.
I know, but I mean...
Oh, you mean the writer?
Yeah, I think writer, artist, something.
Oh, okay, got it.
I don't know specifically, but...
I thought you meant something else, but yeah, that's totally possible.
It's so cool! It's like the guy was Joker, but not really! And then there was Toxin, which he was the strongest, so that's cool.
So all of the Toxin was in the... Like Venom's home planet, or he was like where Spider-Man lived?
Actually, Venom's home planet, I forgot what it was called, but in their language, I think, I don't know, the name was Cage because it was a prison. Which also, you know how their weakness is sound and fire? Mm-hmm. That's because Noel, which was the creator of Venom's, he forged a blade out of the symbiote stuff, and he used a hammer, so it was loud, and he also used a fire. Yeah, you see, that's so cool. They really had an origin story for that.
I didn't know that.
But also, I just kind of went off. There's like thousands, or like hundreds of thousands of millions of symbiotes on the on their planet, so that's pretty cool.
I'm gonna look at the name of the planet.
Well, now there's the,
Clintar.
Clintar?
Mm-hmm.
Why are some just Marvel and DC names?
They'll just be making stuff up.
Like, many superheroes that just have man or woman at the end. It's like...
Yes.
Oh, let's have a superhero. What should his name be? Okay, he. Superman. Perfect! This guy likes bats? Batman! This guy likes Spider-Man! Get him in here! Flyman! Ant-Man! Flyman isn't a thing.
Zay Zay, when he was younger, said, do you think in like a bat planet, there was a little boy who was afraid of humans? And he was called Man Bat.
There actually is a guy named Man Bat.
Is but, there?
Yeah, I don't think it's like an actual thing. It was in like a Lego game. Mm. I think it's, yeah, Lego game, something. I don't remember. But he was a villain. He wasn't a big villain. He wasn't an actual, you know, like Joker, Harley Quinn. But anyway, yeah, he's cool.
He's cool, man. Venom was, he still to this day is my favorite. Well, kind of between him and Doc Ock, they're my favorite Spider-Man villains.
I will say, I do think, like, the different types of Venoms, like, Toxin is just Spider-Man, but his eyes are, like, go up more and he looks more evil. Mm-hmm. But besides him, all the Venoms look really cool. They're probably, Venom, like, the coolest looking villain. Not probably.
Yeah, for sure.
But, top five. Yeah, I was about to say.
Venom's suit with the white spider on the black, and then the like thing plus the tongue. I'm like,
oh, the tongue! It's so gross.
He's like, oh yeah.
And remember he has so many teeth.
So many teeth.
And also when he's like, you can see his face. All the teeth are around. That's so creepy.
But I love it. Oh, when I used to watch the Spider-Man cartoon as a boy child, I used to be like,
super boy child.
He can never beat up Venom. He couldn't beat up Venom. He always had to, like, climb some bell tower or something, and, like he had to use his science stuff. Because, like, fight for fight, he was getting the mask beat off him.
But, yeah. Sometimes he's, like, the size, a bit bigger than Spider-Man, and sometimes he's the size of Hulk.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie we saw, the Venom movie?
No, because I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Because the first few minutes, it was, like, so creepy, and I was like, you guys didn't tell me this was scary, and you guys are like, it's not, this is a man, sleeping does sure sound nice right about now.
You turned all the way around, you're
in this cold movie with my warm clothes, it's just, and my eyes are already closing, it's so quiet in this movie theater.
You were like, and then you really were just like, also, no, I will not be scared of this. Because they really kind of played up the light.
Because it was dark, too.
Yeah, there was no blood, but he was a lot of, like, licking and drooling and stuff. And then, like, the way the symbiote, like, crawls on the, not crawls, but, like, you know, like, moves through the ground and stuff. I did not like that movie, though. And I liked Tom Hardy.
You didn't like the movie, or is it just it was creepy?
No, I didn't like it. I didn't think it was a good movie. I mean, it's kind of hard to have a Venom movie without Spider-Man in it at all.
Well, I mean, it could be a backstory.
Well, excuse me. It was definitely an origin story.
Origin story.
And then, what was his name? Rage or something? Or Riot.
Riot? Riot. It is Riot. Yeah. I do remember all of the names.
Right, Riot was on there. I'm not the biggest fan of movies where the hero and the villain, but in this case, Venom was like an anti-hero. He's a protagonist, antagonist. But I don't really like them when they have the exact same powers.
Ha! Man, Marvel must suck.
Marvel does that a lot.
Marvel is just, this guy has this ability. So what if that guy, but bad?
That's literally Iron Man 1.
Iron Man.
Black Panther. Yeah, he's different. Similar powers. Like Black Panther.
Black Panther is literally just this guy, but again.
But he's mad. So like that's why I like the Dark Knight is my favorite, one of my favorite movies, period. But my favorite comic book movie because the Joker was a perfect villain for Batman. Joker
is such a good villain. So is Thanos.
Yes.
But I think we already talked about them sometimes. But
yeah, we can cover.
Yeah, we can do. Villains are such an important part of superheroes. I don't know if you know that, but yeah, obviously they're an important part. But Marvel just doesn't have nearly as good villains as DC.
Yeah, they don't always have them, and I feel like it's kind of lazy to be like
this guy. But again, but also
this guy.
But also. Let's make another movie about this guy, but also a
It's like Thanos was like, okay, this guy's got different powers. He got a whole different agenda, and he's, you know, he's about to carry out.
I also really do like villains that think they're doing good, but also the Joker just being straight up crazy. He's a perfect counter to Joker or to Batman, because he knows Batman won't kill, so he's just gonna go on a rampage. Because who's gonna stop him?
Exactly. In order to stop him, you gotta kill me. Yeah, and you won't do that because it's part of your whole soul.
Like, he mocks him.
I know.
He's literally like, "What are you gonna do about it? Put me in jail again? I'll just break out." Because he always does.
So like when he burned the money. If the criminals were like, that's our whole thing. And he was like, you deserve a better criminal. They're like, you don't want to get rich. That's literally like, you don't want to get rich or take over the world. You don't want to do either of those things. There's no third page in the villain handbook. It's get rich or take over the world.
How to be a villain 101. Copy their powers. Want to be rich or take over the world.
Yeah.
Anything else is just...
It's a wasted exercise. So that's why I like him a lot too. But not all Marvel movies do that. And it's not always like it. The movies are often like that. The comic books are not often, always like that. And the cartoons are either. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I've been shooting a lot this week. That's what happened. That's why this video is late, by the way. We didn't say.
Oh, yeah. The reason it was late. All right, moving on.
The reason it was late is because I was shooting from Friday, all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is not common. We try not to do anything on Sunday. That's when me and JoJo usually shoot, but I had to shoot a commercial, and, you know, it was it was tough. So we're sorry to our fans.
Yeah, we're really sorry. But you won't be sorry about oh, perfect transition. The holiday season is here, and holiday shoppers are buying more stuff online than ever. And you probably are too. If you are an online seller, are you struggling to keep up to get your ship together with ShipStation?
If you're struggling to keep up, get your ship together with ShipStation.
That's what I meant.
Yes.
When we were doing the...
I don't know what JoJo merch.
Yeah, the merch. Yeah. What was it?
Everything is house.
Everything is house.
And I don't know what JoJo.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what JoJo. It was hard to organize everything to like ship it. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, there's a lot of orders. Of course you can't just organize it.
Yeah.
But with ShipStation, you can.
You can. You can even pull from different, you know, sites. A lot of times you sell some stuff on Etsy, some stuff on your site, some stuff on Shopify.
All on one little Google tab.
And then ShipStation pulls all those into one neat funnel, and it makes life easier.
You don't even have to do the organizing.
You don't have to. ShipStation does it all for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to struggle, baby. ShipStation make it easy for you.
We make it easy on you, ShipStation. ShipStation works with all the major carriers, including USPS, FedEx, UPS, and even international. You can compare it and choose the best shipping solution every time. They even offer big discounts on shipping costs. Now any business can access the same postage discounts that are usually reserved for large Fortune 500 companies. You'll always know you're getting the best deal. No wonder ShipStation is the number one choice for online sellers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We agree. JoJo and Kev.
Yes, me, JoJo, and him, Kev. And you. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, I don't know with JoJo, and listeners can try ShipStation for free.
Free!
$0. Mm-hmm. I know how to count that high. Zero. Boom. Done. And you don't gotta do any work to get that money. For free for 60 days. I can also count that high, but I won't. When you use the offer code JoJo.
JoJo! All caps. It's not case sensitive.
Make sure your business can meet the demands of this massive online shopping season. Get started at ShipStation.com today. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in JoJo. That's ShipStation.com. And then enter the code JoJo for 60 days off for free.
ShipStation, make ship happen. Thank you for sponsoring this video. And shouts to you, JoJo, your first ad.
Yeah.
As the owner of a podcast, JoJo is going to get all proceeds. We are not even splitting this money. I'm letting JoJo get everything. Oh, yeah.
So, talking about that ad more.
So, anyway, Venom, back to Venom. I think, well, Venom, I felt like, okay, him, Spider-Man, some classic battles, all this. When Carnage was introduced, I was like, okay, Carnage. This guy's a freaking maniac. And also, he can turn his hands into knives.
Oh, yeah.
And he is not, like, Venom was, like, more tormented.
Yeah. But I went into the backstory.
Okay.
So, what happened was, Venom's host, I think, he was more in control and more sensible and didn't just want to kill everybody. And obviously, Carnage, because usually the symbiotes are like, yeah, I don't care about this planet, do whatever you want. Yeah. I have super, you know what, just... And the guy was a serial killer. Mm-hmm. So he was like, this seems like a great idea.
Yes.
And like, they can change their hands into stuff.
Into knives.
Into like, swords.
Swords.
Sword hands.
That combination of sword hands and being a freaking maniac, literally, Carnage was such a good name because he was like, he was kind of like the Joker of like Venom. Spider-Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't like in control. Like Eddie Brock was on the edge. Carnage was like, that was off the edge a long time ago. And he was kind of small.
No, but also, he was in control. Like the human side was kind of in control the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I feel like. He just wanted to cause carnage. He was all about chaos, like the Joker was.
Oh, actually. No, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think their original name was going to be Chaos, but they...
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they decided on Carnage.
Carnage is fitting. So his name is Cletus Cassidy, I believe.
I don't remember the host names.
I'm pretty sure Carnage's name is Cletus Cassidy.
Oh, wait, like the host? Or
yeah, the host. Yeah, my friend goes by Cletus Cassidy as his stage name. He's a stand-up comedian. I told him it's just your name. I just told him your name, but he likes Cletus Cassidy. I feel like, when he was introduced, I was like, okay, Spider-Man has really got to like.
I keep interrupting you. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all I was going to say, actually.
I think in the comics there was a time where they had to. Venom and Spider-Man had to team up against Carnage, which is I think that's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
Like usually superhero and villain are fighting and the villain thinks they're doing the good thing.
Yeah.
But also they have to team up to a guy that's just really doesn't think they're doing a good thing, doesn't really even think about it. Like that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
And also, as soon as the fight ends, they could be like trying to fight each other. The bad guy could try to fight. It's just
You learn about a bing, bada boom. So how many symbiotes? What were the other ones? Were missing them off.
So there's Venom, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's
Carnage, Toxin, and Riot. We've already talked about. Noel was the creator.
Yeah, I was about to say Noel's creator. So what happened was the U.S. government, I believe, captured Venom, took it out of Brock. And then they like experimented with it and made Riot. They made what was their name? Lasher. Actually, I have my phone size. I knew I would forget because there's a lot. They got Scream, Riot, Phage, and Agony. Okay.
Agony
is purple. Phage is yellow. You don't need to know the colors, but Riot is gray and Scream is also yellow. Scream is girl also.
Okay.
So what happened was Scream was out of control, and So the agency like tested and made those symbiotes and they broke out because, you know,
As these things likely happen.
It's like prison for Joker.
It's just a matter of, they're like, oh, we need the Joker in this scene now?
Yeah.
He broke out.
Just Joker breaks out.
He broke out, man.
I mean, he's used to it at this point.
Yeah. Get with it.
And what happened was they wanted to learn how to use their symbiote like powers, I guess, because you know they're new to this. The symbiotes also, because you know they're just formed, and the humans, because they don't really got a choice.
Right.
So they captured Venom, which is a weird sentence. Other Venoms captured Venom, and he said no, but also his Venom side was gone. So they were like, okay, so what you gonna do though? You either gonna tell us or you gonna tell us. There's not really an option.
No in between.
Spider-Man comes in, he gets them Venom, they escape, and Scream, which is Crazy Girl, she killed Paige, Riot, and Agony, and tried to blame it on Venom, but they obviously found out, because you know how it would be, and eventually they all got captured again, except for Venom, and they're being tested on again, because, I mean, why would they not?
It's right.
And they're all scared, Riot, well, obviously they didn't die, because, again, it's just common sense here, people. Yeah, I died, but not really.
But also no.
And they were getting tested on. They got scared. They merged into a hybrid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which was, obviously, Riot, Agony, Phage, and... keep forgetting. Oh, Lasher. Lasher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one that had some yellow in it.
I think it was green.
Okay.
I think that was Phage, that was yellow. I think. I don't... It's hard to remember all of this. They broke out, or I guess Hybrid broke out, and they merged with the scientist, and it was like, the symbiotes were like, we ain't killing, because obviously that has gotten us nowhere.
Host dies, symbiote dies.
But not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Where they go if they got no host?
They just... you know those bottle things?
Mm-hmm. They go up in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They get captured. But, I mean, unless they don't get captured. Mm-hmm. The guy wants to get revenge on, I think, a gang killed his brother. Yeah. Backstory, though. It wasn't now. And he wanted revenge, but all the symbiotes were like, no, though. And he was like, yes, though. And then they were like, no, though. And then he was like, all right, fine. And now they protect their city.
Nice.
But not really.
So are all these, in your research, are all these happening at once? Or?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Because there's also, when Venom was separated, there's this guy in a war, and he lost so much blood because... he's in a war, and the doctors couldn't save their legs, and Venom was still captured at that time, so he became Agent Venom, which...
Agent?
Mm-hmm. Which he controlled the Venom, or the symbiote, and he was an agent. But then something happened, I didn't go through that, because that is... now that I'm done with that! So what happened? Carnage versus Deadpool.
Really?
Comic books, but not... yeah, comic books.
Wow.
Deadpool lost, which...
how? He can't die.
Carnage. Knife arms. He just cut off all his limbs.
But don't they regenerate?
Yeah, but not that fast. He's still in the fight. So, Hybrid merged with Deadpool.
Really?
Yes. Comics. Again, he fought Carnage, which I didn't read the comics. I just watched on YouTube.
Yeah.
But could you imagine? Yeah. I don't know if you know what Hybrid looks like. But
I saw the picture you showed me.
Okay. So that Deadpool, just Deadpool's head, versus Carnage. Okay, I just want there to be a movie about all the symbiotes. That would be... why is there not a movie yet? Unless I don't know about it. But
no, there's definitely not.
Yeah.
I've been... again, I was more in the cartoons and the movies than the comic books, so I didn't know about anybody but Venom and Carnage until today when you're like, have you heard of the rest of the symbiotes? And I was like, and I thought you were going to be like, oh yeah, it's Venom, Carnage, Little Michael, and Ray. And you were like, no, there's like eight more. And I never thought about, and I often go down the rabbit hole on like YouTube videos and this and that. And I just didn't, or Wikipedia or Google or stuff, mm-hmm. to find out where did Venom come from? And who's his dad? Where that guy come from? Which is what you did today.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like,
this is all information from today.
Yeah.
Not during school. I don't know why I keep coming back to it. That's because it wasn't in school.
Hey-o. Whoa.
It's still going. All right, and that's it. No. I think there's probably a few more that I don't remember.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, with how much I learned today about them,
yeah,
like there's zero chance that, like, obviously there's probably more info, yeah, about, you know, detail, info about detail. But okay, there's probably more. Okay, there's probably more symbiotes and names, and I don't know. But Anti-Venom.
I didn't know. I don't know. About that.
Do you know Mr. Do you know Mr. Negative?
No.
God. He's a villain in Spider-Man. This is all Spider-Man.
Is he like, oh, you guys want to go for pizza? He's like, oh, I don't like pizza.
That's a negative.
Why are you so negative?
Oh, but no. He's like, he's a black and white person. Like, he looks white and black, black and white. And he has, like, energy. I don't know what his powers are, but he's a super villain. He has superpowers. Probably science-y stuff. I don't know. But there was this guy that was friends with this supervillain, and he didn't know this at the time. And he had cancer, so he used his superpowers to heal him.
Mm-hmm.
But that made Anti-Venom, which is also black and white.
Mm.
It's like,
is it the reverse?
It's okay. Basically the reverse. It's and as the name suggests, he can cure Venom.
Cure?
Cure the symbiote.
Okay.
Like, if people have it, he can take it out of them. I don't know where it goes or how it works.
But he can separate it?
Mm-hmm. Maybe he gets stronger. Maybe symbiote's just this
mm-hmm.
weird. I don't
mm-hmm.
know. But that happened to Venom. But not really.
What do you mean?
Like, he was taking the symbiote thing out of Venom. Or mm-hmm. the Venom out of Venom. But then Spider-Man came in and was like, bad guy? Probably bad guy.
Yeah.
Let's fight the probably bad guy.
Got it.
And then he was saved.
Nice.
And no, I think that's it.
Okay.
I do think villains like Venom could have a Spider-Man type thing where it's not like Spider-Man, but it's all the origins, backstories, like how Toxin is the strongest. I don't know any. I don't know anything about him, but I just knew he was
mm-hmm.
He was Carnage,
yeah.
better.
Yeah.
Which also, Carnage was stronger, but then he wasn't, because Toxin. But also, I want to know more about Noel and that guy.
There's
and,
a lot.
Like, I really want there to be a movie, not just about Venom, but, like, everybody. And it didn't have to be one movie, because if you wanted to make a movie about that, that'd be really long.
I was about to say, I'd watch it.
I think there would have to be, it would kind of be like an Avengers thing where you'd have to start here and then like go to backstory and move to future.
Yeah.
And like, that I think that would just be really cool. It could be like an Avengers thing more than Spider-Man.
I'm in.
Yeah. So if you're a movie director, which, let's be honest. Okay. but if you are, by the little chance that you are, which, again, I don't really think movie director. Actually, I don't know what movie director is, Scratch.
They could be watching I Don't Know with JoJo.
I don't know,
man. And J.J. Abrams could be watching this.
Who's J.J. Abrams?
He's a big-time movie director.
Oh.
He directed Star Wars. Oh.
But you should make Venom movies. Thank you for me, JoJo. And also, if you work at Netflix or Disney.
Definitely.
Hmm?
Disney for they own Marvel.
Yeah, that's it. Disney owns Marvel.
Yeah.
But yeah, or Netflix or Hulu. Probably not Hulu. Hulu is more kiddie.
Oh, it's got adult stuff on it.
Not really, though. It's Brian's Toy Review.
No, they have a lot of adult shows on there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Or just because they show that on your profile, because they don't think you'll care about them, and you probably won't.
Or any TV show or streaming thing, make Venom for me. Thank you. I do very much appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for watching.
I think that is it. But wait, there's more. No, it's not. Bye.
See you next week.
We won't be late this time.
We won't.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.